29 Most Valuable 1991 Upper Deck Baseball Cards Worth Money. If you are looking to build a certain set and want to know what cards will be in demand in the future, or if you want to make some money from selling your collection, then do not miss out on these 29 Most Valuable 1991 Upper Deck Baseball Cards. Some of these cards can sell for thousands of dollars. Not bad for a pack you bought at Hats Plus back in the 90s. You've probably got some of these sitting around at home or in your office. Take a look at this list and you may have a few extra bucks in your wallet soon. Top 29 Most Valuable 1991 Upper Deck Baseball Cards, Price List. 1. Price, $6,000. Grade, PSA 10. Card Number, Number 55. Chipper Jones ended his impressive career in 2012 with a 303 batting average, 468 home runs, and 1,623 RBI. He has the most RBI for a third baseman of all time, and he spent his entire 19-year MLB career and all 23 years as a professional baseball player in the Atlanta organization. This is an autographed card worth $6,000. 2. Price, $5,495. Grade, BGS certified. Card number, SP1. Michael Jordan, the greatest basketball player of all time, once played for the Chicago White Sox. His father wanted him to pursue a career in baseball before he became a basketball legend, but it never panned out that way early on. He retired from the NBA for a few years to take on that baseball dream. Here's a rare card from 1991 worth thousands. 3. Price, $284. Grade, Mint 10. Card number, number 207. For 8 seasons, Uribe was the Giants' principal shortstop, including their 1987 National League Western Division Championship and 1989 National League pennant, leading the league with 85 double plays. This is a rare card available in mint condition, however, it hasn't been graded and encapsulated by a grading service. 4. Price, $200. Grade, GMA 9. Card number, number 18. Ryan, nicknamed the Ryan Express, is an American former Major League Baseball pitcher and current sports executive. Over a record 27-year career that included the play in 4 decades, Ryan pitched for the New York Mets, California Angels, Houston Astros, and Texas Rangers. This is a rare Upper Deck card from 1991 that is worth $200. 5. Price, $199. Grade, SGC certified. Card number, #77F. Mark Edward Wallers is a former professional baseball pitcher who is best known for his years with the Atlanta Braves from 1991 to 1999, during which he played all or parts of 12 seasons in Major League Baseball. His fastest recorded pitch was clocked at 103 miles per hour during a spring training session in 1995. 6. Price, $200. Grade, ungraded. Card number, number 207. Jose Altagracia Gonzalez Uribe was a Dominican Major League Baseball shortstop from 1984 until 1993. Many people have been willing to pay high prices for this card because of the error on the back in regards to Uribe's birthdate. He was born January 21, 1959, not 1960 as is written on this card. 7. Price, $119. Grade, BGS certified. Card number, number 755. Jeff Bagwell was a dominant force in the field during his 15-year career with the Houston Astros. He is a 4-time MLB All-Star, 3-time Silver Slugger winner and a Gold Glove recipient. Bagwell hit 449 home runs for the Astros, the most in club history, and set numerous other franchise career and single-season records. 8. Price, $124. Grade, PSA 10. Card number, number 736. Jack Morris, a former professional baseball pitcher, won over 250 games in his career. In 1991, he signed a 1-year contract with his hometown team, the Minnesota Twins. He enjoyed another great season, posting 18 wins with a 3.43 ERA. He holds the record for most wins by a Twin in a single postseason, with 4 in 1991. 9. Price, $95. Grade, PSA 9. Card number, hashtag 2F. Pedro Jaime Martinez is a Dominican-American former baseball star pitcher and one of the greatest pitchers in baseball history. From 1997 to 2003, Martinez was at the peak of his career, establishing himself as one of the best pitchers in baseball history. This is a rare rookie card from when he was in the minor league. 10. Price, $99. Grade, BGS certified. Card number, number 527. George Brett, an American baseball player who was inducted into the Hall of Fame in 1999, played 21 seasons with the Kansas City Royals. Brett had 3,154 career hits, which ranks second all-time among third basemen and 18th overall. Here's a rare autographed card worth $99. 11. Price, $99. Grade, BGS certified. Card number, number 265. In 1989, Sosa debuted in the major leagues with a Texas Rangers jersey and led off as the starting left fielder. He hit his first career home run off Roger Clemens. The next year, he batted 233 with 15 home runs, 70 runs batted in, 10 triples and 32 stolen bases. He also struck out 150 times, fourth most in the American League. The card here is worth $99. 12. Ken Griffey Jr. Price, $100. Grade, PSA 10. Card number, number 555. The outfielder was known for his brilliant fielding, exemplified by a streak of 10 consecutive gold gloves from 1990 to 1999. His range enabled him to make spectacular diving plays and robbed opposing hitters of home runs by leaping up and pulling them back into the field of play. 13. Price, $99. Grade, mint. Card number, number 115. In 1987, Maddux struggled to a 6-14 record and 5.61 ERA. But he flourished in 1988 and went on to win 15 or more games for 17 straight seasons, the longest such streak in MLB history. Featured above is a rare card for when he played for the Cubs. The card is worth $99. 14. Price, $95. Grade, BGS 9. Card number, number 444. Ricky Henderson is a retired American baseball player whose 24 seasons in Major League Baseball, MLB, were spent with 9 teams from 1979 to 2003. Henderson made his Major League debut with Oakland on June 24, 1979, getting 2 hits in 4 at-bats, along with stealing a base. He batted 274 with 33 stolen bases in 89 games that year. 15. Price, $16. Grade, ungraded. Card number, number 11. Burnaby Williams Figueroa Jr. is a former Puerto Rican professional baseball player who spent his entire 16-year career in Major League Baseball, MLB, with the New York Yankees from 1991 through 2006. This is a rare ungraded card worth $16. 98. 16. Price, $79. Grade, PSA/DNA certified. Lou Brock was a star for the St. Louis Cardinals. Pictured above is a rare card that was signed by Lou Brock. The signature has been authenticated by PSA Grading Services. The current worth of this trading card sits at $79. 99. 17. Price, $89. Grade, SGC 10. Card number, number 53. Todd Matthew Van Poppel pitched for the Oakland Athletics from 1991 to 1996. In 1995, his best season with the team, he went 4-8 with a 4.88 ERA, earned run average, splitting time as a starter and a reliever. He also notched 122 strikeouts and 56 walks in 138. One innings that year. 18. Price, $89. Grade, PSA/DNA certified. Card number, number 65. Michael Cole Mussina is an American former baseball pitcher who played 18 seasons in the MLB for the Baltimore Orioles, 1991-2000, and the New York Yankees, 2001-2008. In his sixth year of eligibility, he was elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame in 2019. Mussina made his professional debut with the Class AA Hagerstown Sons of the Eastern League in 1990. During his time in the minor leagues, he posted a 2.38 ERA in 189 innings. 19. Cal Ripken Jr. Price, $80. Grade, ungraded. Card number, number 347. Ripken was a 19-time All-Star and 2-time American League Most Valuable Player who redefined the shortstop position. He left a legacy as the most durable player of all time with incredible hitting power for a shortstop. This is a rare Upper Deck 1991 baseball card that is ungraded, however, it is being sold for $80. 20. Price, $69. Grade, PSA/DNA certified. Terrence John Francona, nicknamed Tito, is an American baseball manager and former player who is currently managing the Cleveland Guardians. He previously managed the Boston Red Sox for 8 seasons, leading them to 2 World Series titles. Besides the proof of authentication, there's an image that shows Terry Francona signing this baseball card. The current value of the card is $69.99. It has been graded by PSA Grading Service. 21. Price, $79. Grade, PSA/DNA certified. Card number, number 335. Robbie Alomar Velasquez is a Puerto Rican former Major League Baseball superstar. He is regarded as one of the greatest second basemen and all-around players in the game's history, having won more Gold Glove awards than any other second baseman in baseball history, as well as 4 Silver Slugger awards for his hitting prowess. 22. Price, $79. Grade, PSA/DNA certified. Card number, number 5. The hit dog, Maurice Samuel Vaughn, was a former Major League Baseball first baseman. He played for the Boston Red Sox, Anaheim Angels, and New York Mets from 1991 to 2003. He was a 3-time All-Star selection and won the American League MVP award in 1995 with Boston. Featured above is a valuable Upper Deck card from 1991. It is currently worth $79.99 and carries the signature of Maurice Vaughn. 23. Price, $60. Grade, PSA 10. Card number, number 536. This Upper Deck card dates back from when Larry Walker was playing for the Montreal Expos in 1991. Larry was a major player who is currently in the Baseball Hall of Fame. For 17 years he played with the Montreal Expos, Colorado Rockies, and St. Louis Cardinals. This card is in perfect mint condition and currently worth $60.24. Price, $60. Grade, PSA 10. Card number, number 65. Michael Cole Mussina enjoyed a decorated 18-year career in Major League Baseball, MLB. He made his professional debut with the Class AA Hagerstown Sons of the Eastern League in 1990, posting a 2.38 ERA in 189 innings. Featured here is a rare card worth $60.25. Price, $60. Grade, PSA 10. Card number, number 264. John Smoltz played in the major leagues for 22 seasons, spanning 1988 to 2009, all but 1 year with the Atlanta Braves. Finding a John Smoltz Braves card in PSA 10 condition is not easy. The current value of this card is $60, but it might just rise in the near future. 26. Price, $60. Grade, PSA 10. Card number, Number 158. Craig Allen Biggio was a professional baseball player, playing his entire career with the Houston Astros from 1988 to 2007, who played as an outfielder and catcher. Biggio made his major league debut in 1988, batting 344 in his minor league career up to that point. By 1989, Biggio had become the Astros' starting catcher. 27. Price, $59. Grade, PSA/DNA certified. Card number 99. Mark Grace played for the Cubs when they were a powerhouse team, including such legends as Ryan Sandberg, Andre Dawson, Shawn Dunston, and Sammy Sosa. Grace himself was a consistent, steady hitter and compiled almost 2,500 hits and more than 500 doubles during his 16-year career. 28. Price, $70. Grade, ungraded. Gaylord Jackson Perry played for 8 different teams in Major League Baseball from 1962 to 1983. In a 22-year baseball career, he compiled 314 wins, 3,534 strikeouts, record at the time of his retirement, and a 3.11 earned run average. He was elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame in his third year of eligibility in 1991. 29. Price, $70. Grade, ungraded. Ferguson Jenkins became a member of the Canadian Baseball Hall of Fame in 1987. Jenkins was the first player in baseball history to end his career with at least 3,000 strikeouts and fewer than 1,000 walks. He led his league in wins 2 times, complete games 4 times, and had the fewest walks per 9 innings in the league 5 times. Conclusion. It's not a matter of if these baseball cards will hit the $1 million mark, but when that day comes. It will be very interesting to see how high the price on this single baseball card will climb in the years ahead. So, the next time you go for a walk on the beach, be sure to check your feet for errant 1991 Upper Deck baseball cards. You never know when you may find a valuable piece of your past washed up in the sand.